Praise the Lord. We're going to be continuing the series of Anchored in the Lord. So this is part two. So again, we're just here to encourage you that whatever you're going through, wherever you are, whatever state of affairs you're in right now, just be encouraged and know that God has not left you. So you need to remember that you need to stay anchored in the Lord. Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening, Lord God, just thanking you, Lord God, for your grace and your mercy, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for allowing us, Lord God, to have the Holy Spirit as a guide. Thank you, Father, for being so faithful in our lives, even when we're not faithful to you, especially when we're not faithful to you, Heavenly Father. You're always faithful to us. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to use this vehicle to encourage your people. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen. Amen. Anchored in the Lord, this is part two, and we're going to be focusing on that distant shore. That distant shore. You see, in part one, we talked about an anchor, what an anchor was, that an anchor is stable, no drifting, holding secured, fixed, unmovable. We talked about how when you're anchored in the Lord, you're going to have a fixed and a new attitude. We talked about how when you're anchored in the Lord, you will set yourself. Your mind will be made up, your heart is turned towards pleasing God, and you're secure in the knowledge that God is in control. As we continue in part two, we really want to delve into this main scripture as it relates to focusing on some critical aspects of Christianity, which is being a disciplined follower of Christ. For when you are a disciplined follower of Christ, you will have a desire to truly get to know the anchor and grip that solid rock. When you are a disciplined follower of Christ, you will have a desire to obey the anchor, for where he leads you, you know you need to follow. When you are a disciplined follower of Christ, you will know his voice, and no other voice will you want to listen to. When you are a disciplined follower of Christ, you will have a desire to trust the anchor, for you will cling to in Christ the solid rock I stand. No other ground is seeking stand. Paul's encouraging message to the Corinthians is the same message I want to encourage you right now. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. Keep your eyes on the prize, being unselfish, putting his will first, and worrying not about what someone else is doing or what somebody else is not doing, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Looking towards that distant shore, trusting and believing that your reward is in heaven. Trusting and believing that your reward is in heaven. In order for this scripture to become alive in you, there are some actions you must remember. There are some things you must stay focused on. You got to be one body. No, it's no bickering in the body of Christ. There should not be any bickering in the body of Christ. You want to seek his will first. 3, you want to be faithful. You want to be committed. That's trusting him. 4, you want to sanctify yourself. And 5, you want to keep your eyes on the distant shore. When we talk about being one body, we know that an anchor is a device normally made of metal used to connect a vessel to a bed of a body of water to prevent the craft from drifting due to wind or current. Anchors can be either temporary or permanent. In the spiritual sense, we are God's vessel. We are connected to the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians 12 says, for as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. 13th verse, for by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been made to drink into one Spirit. We're talking about being one body. For the body is not one member, but many. Think about this. Verse 14. For if the foot should say, because I'm not the eye, I'm not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? 17. If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole body was hearing, where would the smelling be? We're talking about being one body. Live as if you know that you are all, we are all one body, many members, but one body. When you remember that we are all one body, but many members, we won't hesitate to forgive one another. I'm going to talk later on in a, maybe a different part of this series on forgiveness, because that's, I believe, forgiveness is the root of a lot of our problems. Unforgiveness, I should say, is the root of a lot of our problems. So I'm going to talk about forgiveness in another lesson. Forgiveness is simply, I love you in spite of. So we're not going to focus on that right now, but I want to read you a story. We talk about forgiving, forgetting the past and focusing on the future, focusing on all that God has for you. This is a little story about a little boy and his pet duck. There was a little boy visiting his grandparents on their farm. He was given a slingshot to play with out in the woods. He practiced in the woods, but he could never hit that target. Getting a little discouraged, he headed back for dinner. As he was walking back, he saw Grandma's pet duck. Just out of impulse, he let the slingshot fly, hit the duck square in the head, and killed it. He was shocked, and he was grieved. In a panic, he hit the duck in the wood pile, only to see his sister had been watching. For you see, his sister Sally had seen the whole thing, but she said nothing. After lunch the next day, Grandma said, "Sally, let's wash the dishes." But Sally said, "Grandma, Johnny told me he wanted to help in the kitchen." Then she whispered to him, "Remember that duck?" So Johnny did the dishes. Later that day, Grandpa asked if the children wanted to go fishing, and Grandma said, "I'm sorry, but I need Sally to help make dinner." Sally just smiled and said, "Well, that's all right, because Johnny told me he wanted to help." She whispered again, "Remember the duck?" So Sally went fishing and Johnny stayed to help. After several days of Johnny doing both his chores and Sally's, he finally couldn't take it any longer. He came to Grandma and confessed that he had killed her pet duck. Grandma knelt down, gave him a hug, and said, "Sweetheart, I know that, for you see, I was standing at the window and I saw the whole thing, but because I love you, I forgave you. I was just wondering how long you would let Sally make a slave out of you." You see, man may bring up your past, but those who are free in Christ are free indeed. I've always loved this story. I read it years and years ago in A Daily Bread, and it just so perfect when it talks about how you allow man to make you a slave. When God says, "I've set you free," and he who is set free is free indeed. So is there anyone that you are allowing to make a slave out of you today? Thoughts for today and every day hereafter. Whatever is in your past, whatever you have done, and the devil keeps throwing it up in your face, maybe it's lying, debt, fear, hatred, anger, unforgiveness, bitterness, whatever it is, you need to know that God was standing at the window and he saw the whole thing. He has seen your whole life. He wants you to know that he loves you. And all you got to do is reach out from within and ask for forgiveness. And you will truly be forgiven if you ask from the bottom of your heart. The great thing about God, you see, is that when you ask for forgiveness, he not only forgives you, but he forgets. If you truly believe that God is an all-knowing God and forgiving God, if you truly believe that he allows us to come to him with a repentant heart, why do we continue to carry around guilt from our past? God is a God of conviction. He's not a God of condemnation. He sees all and he knows all. But once we have confessed our sins and truly repented of in our hearts, we are given a new leaf on life. Just like Grandma saw the whole thing, God saw the whole thing. God saw the whole thing.